Welcome to Geeky Gay. It's Saturday, Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. I'm your host, Adam. Not really a host since this is a personal journal podcast, but anyway, there you go. Geeky Gay number, what are we on? 35, I think. Is that all? Seems like I got to 30 really quickly and now I'm just going slow. Anyway, hey everybody. So it's been a little bit more than a week since I have podcasted. And the reason is because I went on a trip. And so I was on this trip. I went to Orlando. I think I told everybody that I'm dating Mark. I think everyone knows that. And he is away in the Philippines. And so I thought, I'm going to plan a few things to do to kind of fill up my time and make sure that, I don't know, at first I was going crazy because I really like him. And I was like, I do say like a lot. Shit. Auntie Vera's like, see, I'm saying it. I can't stop. I try so hard not to say and and all of that. So I try to just breathe or pause instead of saying those words because I'm trying to be more professional and not say those things. And now Auntie Vera has me so freaked out because on Dubious Intent last episode, we got a voicemail where she says she actually clips out segments of me saying like. And I sound like some, see? Well, you can't, okay, you have to say like occasionally. I mean, some sentences need that. Anyway, now I'm going to be paranoid. I am not going to be able to podcast anymore. This may be the last podcast that I ever do because I'm going to be so worried that I say those things. You know, somebody told me the other day that I have a good podcasting voice. It's really funny because I don't think that I do. You know, I think of Daniel and some other people who aren't coming to mind at the moment as having really good, like, radio, you know, podcasting type voices. And here I am getting lower, you know, as I say that. But anyway is another one of those words that you probably don't want to say very often. Anyway, Jesus. So I was on a trip. And I don't know if I explained that because now I can't remember what I said 5 seconds ago. I was on a trip because I've been trying to give myself things to do so that the time between when Mark left and when he returns seems shorter. And so I went to Orlando, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail. It was to see some friends, Ryan and Scott. Ryan used to do a podcast, The Way We See It, with his friend Jason. And that's how I met him, was through podcasting. It's really, you know, I have to say one thing about podcasting. If I never were, which I probably won't, if we never make any money, if, you know, it never becomes anything more than a hobby, I think all of us would agree that we have met some of the best friends in the world podcasting. I've met friends all over the world. I mean, now, not that I did this, and one of my exes actually would meet friends online so that he had places to stay in every country. But I have met so many friends that I would feel comfortable staying with. They would feel comfortable. If nothing else, you get free places to stay when you visit other places. I mean, Atlanta, I can stay with Wes. Carolina, or, well, not Carolina anymore, Connecticut, I can stay with Daniel Brewer. Wisconsin, I can stay with Steven. Florida, lots of people. Guru Nudie, Ryan, my friend in Orlando. And I just said, shit. So I went to Orlando, and SeaWorld is a major, you know, major draw. But I didn't want to talk about what I did. And I may record two or three of these so that and talk about my trip. But what I wanted to talk about is airports and airplane rides. And I love traveling, absolutely love traveling. But there are some things that irritate the crap out of me about traveling, about specifically airports and riding on airplanes. For those of you who don't know, I was actually in an airplane crash in 99. So if you didn't know that, you should email me or find me on Twitter, AdamH2T, and ask me about it. I won't go into a bunch of detail here. But what I wanted to say is I get annoyed by things. And there are some things, and I love to travel. Like, if I could get a job, and there's the word like, shit, I'm sorry, guys, I can't. Now I'm so paranoid. I'm recording Dubious Intent tomorrow, and the whole time I'm going to be, anyway. So, there are some things that annoy me, and I love to travel, and I've said a million times to various people in my life that if I could get a job where I don't care where I'm traveling, what the destination is, just the act of going to the airport, you know, getting to sit there and read a book and people watch while I'm waiting on my plane and, you know, getting on a plane and being able to have drinks brought to me and read and watch a movie or whatever. I just love all of that. But all that being said, there are some annoyances that I have. So what I came up with is a list of 10 things that annoy me about the whole process of airplanes, airports, anything like that. And this is not going to be a top 10 list because I have not put them in any certain order because I didn't really want to take the time to think, you know, which is my least and which is my most annoying. So I just jotted these down when I was getting ready to record. The first thing that really annoys me is that shuttle, not the shuttle that you get on like to go from terminal to terminal, but that buggy thing, the golf cart thing that they have. And they always have these crazy drivers from other countries. I'm not a racist, but they always seem to be from other countries that will run over you if you don't get the fuck out of the way. I mean, like, they will, seriously, they beep their horn. And that's the other thing, the horn beeping at me. I am a pedestrian. This is not a road. This is a walkway in the middle of a freaking airport. It's not made for vehicles. I mean, they might as well just be driving like Ford Fusions or who knows. I mean, you know, just go the whole way, you know, drive big cargo vans or something down the middle of that thing. But so the first thing is, you know, the fact that they're driving this in, on a walkway that is clearly not made for vehicles. There's no stop signs. There's no, you know, lines in the middle to say where they're supposed to be. They don't section it off and have a separate place for the buggies. And those walkways are always really crowded, and these buggies are weaving in and out of people. And some of the drivers are pushy and try to force you to get on, even though you're doing just fine walking. Can't stand it. I had an experience once where this guy basically forced us to get on the buggy. And then, I don't know, it was just a really annoying. So that's my first one. My second one, and these are going to switch back and forth between airplane and in the airport. But on the airplane, when you've landed, and you're, especially if you're seated in the back of the plane, people behind you who feel like, for some reason, they're somehow special and they should be able to get up and just go right ahead in front of you and not wait. I think that is completely rude when people like push their way down the aisle. They're sitting in 35, you're sitting in like 28 or 30. They don't even wait for you to stand up. They just push their way right by you. Can't stand it. Even if their luggage is a little bit ahead in the overhead bins, they just should wait. I mean, everyone should wait until their turn. People should stand up in the order, you know, that whatever, and go. That's number two. Number three. So I want to preface this by saying I do not have anything against overweight people, but when there is a person that is large enough so that they do not fit in one seat comfortably, and they just get one seat, and you're sitting next to them, and they're spilling out into your seat, and you have no room to do anything. Like, you don't have an armrest, you don't have anything, because they are like spilling over. And I know that there are people that have legitimate problems and have legitimate reasons, and I have nothing against overweight people. In fact, there are some people who are attracted to that. But I'm paying for a certain real estate in the plane, a certain, you know, seat. And if you're spilling out over into my seat, you're basically encroaching on some territory that I've paid for. All I'm saying. I'm not gonna spend any more time on that. But it leads to the fourth one, which is when I'm sitting in the middle seat between two of said people who have both decided that they can fit into one seat when they really can't. And then I'm in the middle. And so I feel like I'm in this human sandwich. You know, I'm the cream filling of the Twinkie, for lack of a better way to put it. And again, I'm not going to dwell on that. So that's number four. Number five, and maybe this just annoys me, but with all of the techno gadgets that all of us have now, we all have iPads, iPhones, you know, Android phones, iPods, a lot of I things. Portable DVD players, perhaps, if you're in the Stone Ages. And the airports, I will give them this. They are trying to provide charging stations for all of that. First of all, they are kind of sporadic. Now, the smaller airports will not provide charging stations at all, but you will find outlets, but they're strategically put along the floor on posts and things like that where there's nowhere to sit. I think they do that on purpose. So that's one pet peeve. I'm grouping these together into one. So it's all about chargers. Now, the airports that are more evolved and have charging stations, they'll have this circular thing with all these plugs around it, but there aren't enough chairs close to it. And you'll get two or three people sitting there, and there's nowhere for you to sit. So even though maybe there are chargers left, there are outlets left, there's nowhere, and you don't have a cord long enough, so nobody can use those because there are people sitting there hugging them. I don't know what the solution is for that, but it is an annoyance. The next one is when there is a specific restaurant you want, especially in, say, the Dallas airport. They have one Popeye's chicken in there. One. And I wanted Popeye's chicken one time. Well, it annoys me when the one restaurant that you want is like three or four terminals away from where you're at. Then I guess you need one of those buggies. Number seven, people with too many or too fucking large carry-ons. Now, I understand. I do. I understand that nowadays, we don't want to check our bags because they are, you know, I should have included that because those stupid charges for things, but we don't want to check our bags anyway. So all of us do this. If we're going on a shorter trip, we take the maximum size carry-on that we can take that we can squeeze into that little template thing they've got. And then if it's too big, if we can get it past security, they'll check it there, but we won't have to pay for it. And I understand that. But there's a point where you're not having courtesy. And you're sneaking in too many or too large carry-ons. And then I get in there and there's no room for my stuff. So I'm just asking for a little courtesy from people. Don't think that you're the only person on the planet and all of the space for the carry-on should just be for you. That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying. So what number am I on? So number eight. And this is just a me thing. I do not think celebrities or rich people or business people or anybody, I don't think anyone is better than anyone else. I don't think I'm better than anyone else. And the fact that they section first class off as if the ones of us who are sitting in coach are mere peons drives me nuts. They actually have to close a curtain so that, you know, oh, the first class people can't be bothered with the filthy, you know, the filthy wretches sitting in the economy class. They can't have their, you know, and then they get on first and they watch as the lower class people walk past them. But, you know, don't let your carry-on touch the hem of their dress. Don't get me started on that. I actually flew first class once, and it wasn't even worth it. Was not even worth it. So that's number eight. Number nine is, and this is a big one, people who line up, and this is in the airport, before their fucking group is called. There is a group number on your ticket, people. And they board the freaking plane in a certain order. They say, now we're boarding all the pricks who think they're better than everyone else. Or maybe first class. Then they say, okay, now we're boarding group one. And I know that every airline is not identical, but they all have some way of getting people on the plane. And usually it has something to do with an order of some sort and something on your ticket. If you didn't check in soon enough and you got a group that was further back, I'm so sorry. But can we not all huddle up and block everyone who has a lower group number than you? If I have group four, three or four, I don't even get up until they start calling that group because I don't want to be in the way. So just think about that next time when you're like all huddled up and anyway. So number 10, and this happened to me recently, so I had to put it on there, is oversold flights. And I don't know if this is American Airlines specifically that does this, but it was American Airlines this time. You get up there, you check in, and your ticket says, cannot assign a seat at this time. Please see the gate agent. And you go up there, and they're saying, well, this was an oversold flight, sir. We're going to have to wait and see if we can find a seat for you. I have paid for a seat on this plane over a month ago. In some cases, months ago. And you're going to tell me that there is a chance that I will not get a seat? Ugh. Put me on, you know, standby, hope that somebody doesn't show up or doesn't make their connection. Anyway, I am running out of music. I guess I shouldn't have started it. If you want to contact me on Twitter, AdamH2T, email me contact@geekygay.com and let me know about your horror stories at the airport and what might you put on the list. Talk to you guys later. Bye.